Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November 3rd, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Friday's action mixed for the indices. We follow on the video here. We saw international equities both develop and emerging in negative territory, along with gold and international currencies. U.S. equity indexes were in positive territory, with Nasdaq composite leading the way to the upside. Crude leading broader commodities as well as the indices to the upside there, up 68 basis points. Then looking on to that chart of crude oil, not much improvement since we've seen it rally up into X's at 62 there. Still haven't seen it reverse down though. Seems to be sort of meandering here in that $61-$62 level. So we'll continue to monitor that from here again in the moment. Takes a move above 67 to return it to a buy signal, but we've held that support there at 56 pretty firmly as well in recent months. Looking at gold, we did see a reversal up late last week. Ultimately, we saw it close down during Friday's trading. We've seen some support develop around that $3,900 level. Good positive news in the nearer term as that support's developed from here. Move above 40. 40 would return it to a buy signal on the 20 point per box chart there. That's slowing that default chart down just a little bit there for gold. As for U.S. equity indexes, Russell 2000 reverses down into O's, something we'll keep a closer eye on here. Monitor near-term support here at 2440 as well as at 2400, and the MSCI equity indexes remain in their position that we saw them even on our last visit during your Thursday or Friday's video. Still haven't seen the S&P 500 reverse down. Takes me below 6750 in order to do so. Short-term indicator action, we did see 10 weeks drop a little bit here. The 10-week for the NYSE falling below that 40% mark there, suggesting that now less than 4 out of 10 stocks maintain above their 50-day moving average. We haven't seen much additional action on most of the bullish percents, but did want to at least mention that we've now seen that bullish percent for the mid-cap S&P 400 reverse down into O's. Had been one that had sort of been maintaining a column of X's while others had reversed down into O's in the past couple of weeks, but now it joining that crowd as well, dipping below the 50% mark in its reading, suggesting that less than half of the stocks within the index maintain buy signals. Moving on to earnings this week, we have Palantir coming up later today here on the 3rd. Stock rallied up to 2.0 four during Friday's trading to mark a new all-time high. We actually see it higher this morning pre-market. We'll watch the top of the trading band there at 212, as that would put it at 100% overbought, or in what we would call extremely overbought territory. We'll look at prior resistance here in the upper 180s, lower one, and 190 is near-term support, but then looking down to 170 there on the chart. Did see it reverse up and improve to a 5 for 5 after Thursday's trading, and that reversal in the PRRS chart. Moving on to Advanced Micro Devices, reporting on the 4th. I've seen 5 consecutive buy signals, with the most recent being a quadruple top there at 244s. It's rallied up to a high there at 264 during Wednesday of last week's trading. Ultimately, from here, move below 252 would reverse down into O's. With this sort of build up here, may look at 240 as sort of a very near term line in the sand for support, but also see support there at 228, as well as in the mid two teens there at 212 and 216. Last but not least, Qualcomm reporting on the 5th there, QCOM. Seen some pretty good rallies here, but not much improvement in that technical picture. So, something interesting that we continue to monitor. It's been pulling back here recently. See some prior resistance here in that mid 170s level. Reversal up would put it into a little more of an actionable range. But again, we've seen quite a bit of technical improvement out of other names. This is one that if we, saw a rally here, you may look elsewhere for semiconductors exposure, as we've not seen that improvement, and it sits in that lower portion there as well. But again, earnings upcoming on Thursday there. You can see here there's a few other Summit Property Group, AIG, well, pardon me, Summit Property Group reporting today, AIG, Amgen, Pfizer, Uber reporting tomorrow. And then we see Emerson, McDonald's, and MetLife reporting on the 5th, with ConocoPhillips wrapping us up on the 6th, as well as Duke Energy being on the 7th there. Just some major names to keep an eye out for. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to your week.